You need the skeeby deeby 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 part.
You do need the skeeby deeby deeby part.
That's what makes it scatty. Scat.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Hello and welcome to Retro Gaming Revelry episode 228.
This is a podcast for two drunken cyborgs play retro games for your amusement. I am Cyborg number one. My name is Jurek.
And I am Cyborg number two. My name is Earl. And this week we are going to be playing, well, maybe not cyborgs, but some...
maybe not cyborgs, but they're cybernetically enhanced.
They are. We're going to be playing SCAT, the Special Cybernetic Attack Team on the NES. What a silly name. It must be a joke, right? Like, I don't know,
because this game apparently has three different names.
It does. It depends
on
what region
and Europe,
you're in.
It's different.
Yep. But we will get there.
I feel like US got kind of the worst name.
Yeah, yeah. But yes, as you can probably hear, Revelers, we are once again recording remotely. The cases are spiking really bad in Minnesota right now.
And everywhere.
All over the country. And so we have decided to play it safe, and we will... hunker down again. You know, we'll see how long this lasts. I don't know. I mean, maybe it'll be a week, maybe it'll be two, or maybe it'll be 6 months. You know, I hope it's not 6 months, but
yeah, hard to say.
Yeah,
we just, as of at least right now, we'll just do it this way.
Yep.
Yeah.
So we did, it was nice to, we got six of them in person again, which was good. So we're back to the NES and Super Nintendo games for the time being.
We're playing some more games. Now I feel like anything we have left are games that neither of us really know.
Yeah. Yeah. Know,
if at all.
Yeah. And unless they come out with something.
A lot of the, other than, I guess we haven't played, you know, any Zelda or Metroid games.
Oh my gosh. Well,
possibilities.
We did play a Metroid game. Remember, we fucked it up.
That's right. We played Metroid 2
on Game Boy. Yeah, and we played my save and couldn't figure out where the fucking Metroids were.
Yeah,
it's because I had killed them all. Anyway,
Nintendo, for our sake, put more games on here.
Yeah, seriously. Like, it's the perfect
four games. Huh?
Like, yeah, yeah. I don't know. Anyway. But this week we're going to be playing SCAT, but before we get to SCAT, how is it going this week, Drake?
It's going pretty good. Not a lot to report. I don't know. Went and got my fingerprints taken earlier today.
Ooh, what did you commit a crime?
Well, no, but no, they're so to go into like clinicals or whatever, you have to have a background study or a background check done on you.
Ooh, what'd they find? Anything juicy?
No.
Okay.
So to first start it, even like, you know, months ago when I started, we had to do one, but because of COVID everything, they weren't requiring the fingerprint aspect of anything. They were just doing a quick like emergency smaller background study or whatever. So I did that back then, and then just recently they were like, okay, now we're instigating the full one. So even though you did a temporary one, you all have to do it again. And this time you have to get fingerprinted. So I had to go to a UPS store out in Champlin.
What? You had to go way out there?
Well, they have them closer, like Roseville. You can go to a UPS store in Roseville to do it, or in St. Paul. But they do it by appointment only. And I called yesterday and he was like, yeah, we do it by appointment only, but our next appointment is the Friday after Thanksgiving.
Oh, wow. Weeks from now.
And he was like, St. Paul does it by appointment too, and their next appointment is not until the beginning, the first week of December. So you can probably take them on your list too. I was like, okay. And Champlin just does it on a first come, first serve basis. So
okay.
I had to go there, and there was a bunch of people there waiting to do it because everybody who had a temporary one done a few months ago or whatever now has to do the full one. So that's why they're so backed up, I think. But
so was it scary there? Was there a bunch of people in there that, like?
I mean, we waited out in a outside.
Oh, okay, okay.
All, you know, 6-8 feet apart.
Yeah.
Just waiting outside. We all had masks on and everything. And until, like, they let, like, 3 people in at a time to wait inside. But it was a pretty big store. But, yeah. So I got my fingerprints taken.
Nice, nice.
My background check thing, they sent it through already, and it came back. I'm cleared. I'm eligible.
Oof, woo. Do you think, how many of your coworkers do you think are going to be kicked off the force now?
I don't think any of them.
They're a bunch of hooligans.
I'm probably the only one of all of them with an actual criminal record.
What did they say? Were they like, listen,
nothing. It doesn't.
We know you got arrested one time for having a party in a hotel room, but
even know that it would, I'm sure it comes up that it was, you know, I have a disorderly conduct. But that's, they're more looking for people who have violent crimes or, yeah, you know, maybe you worked previously in a healthcare industry and you abused your patients or whatever.
Stole drugs. Yeah.
Like having a, yeah, disorderly conduct does not mean it's not safe for me to be around
right, you
know, patients and whatnot.
So. Right. Right.
No, I'm all good. I'm good.
Excellent. Excellent.
So yeah, that's all I've done.
Great. Great. Great.
How you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. Let's see. Not too much new to report this week, as every week with me. I live the same.
You're making a digital movie.
I'm making a digital movie. I'm
Zoom movie.
Well, it's not really Zoom. We're,
I guess, yeah.
We are using Zoom as a tool for it, like to rehearse, and so everybody can see everybody. But we're actually recording it to QuickTime or through QuickTime, and then having those files. You know,
so that's what you have to go like pick up from people.
Yeah. So now I have to because the files are just too freaking huge. It just will take way too long to upload, to have the actors upload their files. Then all the designers have to download them, you know, but they have to do them one at a time. It's like, first it needs to go to sound, then it needs to go to video, and then it, you know, and then animation needs to come in. Like, and it's just like, it's this whole thing. So what I have to do now, I have to be the file transfer guy, like, yay me. So like every day I have to go to the actors' houses and pick up drives from them, and like one lives in Minneapolis and one lives in St. Paul. So I have to go to the one in Minneapolis, then drive all the way to St. Paul and get her drive, then take those and drive them all the way to back to Minneapolis to the sound designer's house. Have him put them on his computer, then, and then like that, I don't know. And then I'll have to get a drive from him, another drive, and bring that all the way back to St. Paul, to the video designer's house. So it's just like, it is nuts. And I'm going to have to do that every day, and it's fine. It's only for 2 weeks, blah, blah, blah. But I don't know. I want to, you know, I'm gonna adjust my work schedule accordingly. Like, yeah. I will not be starting at 9 a.m. if I'm gonna be working until 9 p.m. every night. You know, like, I don't know. And I make it sound like,
oh, okay.
Like, for the revelers who don't know the Twin Cities, like, driving between Minneapolis and St. Paul is not a thing. You know, like, they're basically one big city. So, yeah.
I mean, it's not. Yeah, at least you don't have actors who live out in fucking.
Yeah. Yeah.
God knows where.
Yeah, and one of the actors lives just down the street from where I work, so it's fine. But, you know, and I'm complaining, like, it'll be fine. I should be happy that I have a job and have work, you know?
Right.
So, but
it's,
I just,
gonna work out.
It'll be fine, and yeah, I don't know. It'll be cool. It's just, we're making a movie, you know, and like, that's not really what, if I wanted to get into film, I would have gone into film. You know, like, I am a theater guy.
Wanted to get into film, I'd move to LA.
Yeah, and I've had plenty of opportunities. My cousin is a TV producer out there, you know, like, he could have gotten me plenty of jobs, or at least helped me get my foot in the door, you know, so.
Right.
But I just never took him up on it, because I, turns out, even though I joke all the time that I hate theater, I actually love theater. But anyway, Yeah, so that's what I've been doing this week, just working. But
that's fair.
Tell the revelers and I, Jurek, have you played any video games since we last met?
I'm still just playing Hades.
Ah, I only did one run this week. And that was just today.
I've done quite a few. I still have not beat it, but I have gotten to the final. I've fought the final boss like three times.
Oh, you have? Okay, cool.
I just can't get to him with enough like death defies left.
How many do you have?
Four. Oh. Well, three through like the mirror, and then one of the keepsakes gives you one.
Oh, which one does that
keepsake? I don't remember who gave it to me.
I never go for the nectar. I need to start going for the nectar. I always choose whatever's the not nectar door. Because it always seems like that one's going to be better.
Yeah, it usually is.
Like, I usually go for the boons, you know? I don't know.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely what you need. I mean, I've stopped kind of rotating between weapons. I found one weapon and one, like, aspect of that weapon that I like.
What's your jam? What's your weapon?
I go with the bow.
Oh, okay.
And the second, like, aspect on it or whatever is the aspect of Chiron or Chiron?
Charon.
No, not Charon.
Oh, not Charon. Okay.
But it does, so you shoot one regular arrow, and then your special, you know, have you used the bow, I assume?
Oh, yeah, yeah, I love the bow, I think.
Like a thread shot or whatever?
Yeah.
For that one, you hit them with one regular arrow, and then your special, all of your arrows just go at that one target.
Oh.
But it lowers your, like,
damage.
Normally I think you do, like, 9 arrows, and the first it lowers it down to starting with like 3 arrows, I think.
Okay,
but they all hit the same target. Now I've got it up to 4 arrows. I think you can get it up to 7.
Oh, wow. And you got to use the blood on that, right? The Titan's blood.
Yeah, the Titan's blood. Which, okay. I wish now I could go back and take back my Titan's blood that I had spent randomly not thinking about things, just like, because
yeah,
until you kind of beat the game, it is a limited supply,
right? Oh, after you beat the game, you get unlimited Titan's blood or something?
Well, not unlimited, but you can adjust things, and then you can get more Titan's blood. You can like make the game a little bit harder.
Ah. And then
start getting more again.
Okay.
But yeah, I've been doing pretty good now with that. I mean, it's all largely also dependent on the boons you get and whatnot, but I've gotten a few really good builds and that helped me definitely just destroy everything.
Yeah.
Except the damn final boss. But I think I'm getting close.
Excellent.
I've now lost to him like 3 times. I'm starting to figure out how to fight him, I think.
Man.
I have to be able to make it to him with enough death defies and health.
I was playing today. I just did one run this week, just earlier today, like I said, and I had the sword because that was the purple one. You know, I was just going for the darkness boon.
Yeah.
And so I had the sword, and I have already beat Meg with the sword. So this was the first time I fought another first level boss. Oh. And I lost both my death defies to that boss. I did beat her, but I was at a huge disadvantage. And but then I did make it all the way with on one death defy. I had the Hydra on the second level. Like, honestly, I think it was one more hit and I would have killed him. But alas, I died. So but is that it? Hades?
Yeah, just Hades.
Nice.
How's Toon Link?
Toon Link. So, if you didn't listen to the outro of last week's show, Revelers.
Oh, was that in the outro?
Yeah. Cause we forgot to do it on the show, but we need to do it on the show this week. Cause I really liked it. So Jurek picked my character for Smash for the week. Last week he picked Toon Link. Or Tink as he's known, there's Tink, Yink, and Link, Young Link, Toon Link, and Regular Link, or Breath of the Wild Link, I guess, or Adult Link, some people call him. But so I was playing Toon Link all week this week in Smash, and it was super fun. My controller is fucked. I know no Johns, you know, I don't want to make any excuses, but I should have saved some of these replays with my fucked controller because it's hilarious. Like, what happens is sometimes when I push left, it inputs down. And so I'll like push left to like drift back to stage. I'll be off stage or something and I'll push left to drift back to stage, but then it inputs down and I fast fall and I just drop to my death. It's like, it's happened like 10 times in the last week and I just laugh and laugh. Like there's nothing you can do but laugh, you know, like, okay, well my controller is fucked. But it's been fun. I don't know. I did not get Toon Link to Elite. I got him up to about 7 million, which is still at this point like 800,000, 900,000 off of Elite Smash, which is probably like five to seven straight wins from there. But I don't know. I had fun with him. But I want you to pick my character this week, Jurek.
All right.
Because I liked that a lot. Just a couple stipulations. No Young Link. I hate Young Link. And I disrespect all Young Link players. And no Bayonetta. And no Ice Climbers. Those are the only three. No Bayonetta, no Ice Climbers, no Toon or Young Link. Even though he's not that much different than Toon Link, but he is. He has no lag on his moves, Young Link, and like, oh God, he's just the worst. Just like people just like stand there and shoot fire arrows at you constantly and you can't get around them because it's online and there's no way to dodge them. And
yeah.
Anyway. So yeah, are you looking at a list now or are you?
Yeah.
Oh, awesome. Awesome.
I think I've got it picked out.
You've got it picked out. Great. Are you looking at a tier list or how are you choosing?
Yeah, but I feel like everyone has a different tier list.
Yeah. And honestly, in this Smash Brothers is so well balanced that a tier list really only matters at like literally the very, like it matters for the top 50 players and, and no one else, you know, right. Like anybody else can win with any character. It, like they're all good. You know, who did you choose?
You'll be playing as Piranha Plant.
Oh my God. Okay. Okay, this is going to be a real rough week. I can tell you that.
Uh-oh. Don't like Piranha Plant?
Well, I don't know. I just don't, you know, I got to learn them. I've played around with him a little bit. It just actually, I don't know if it was...
just seems like such a weird character.
He is so weird. He's kind of fun, though. But just like yesterday or today, I was in an arena playing random, just with a guy. You know, we were just going playing random, random dittos. And... I got Piranha Plant and I just got fucking wrecked. I was like, I have no idea what to do with this character. Okay. Well,
now it's time to learn.
It's time to learn. See, I like this cause it's going to make me a better overall player. You know, like I'll spend a week with each character.
Gotta learn how to play these characters.
Yeah. If you like, you can fight them better if you know kind of what their options are, you know? So, anyway, so that's exciting. Cool. So Piranha Plant it is. Okay.
Piranha Plant.
Oof. Like Toon Link, I almost had him to Elite about 10 minutes after we got done recording last week, Jurek, because like I had played, I think 5 matches with him online prior to that. And so like I won my first match and I think if I won one more after that, I would have been pushed into Elite, right after that. But, that didn't happen. And now I played like 300 matches with him this week or something.
Oh,
like I put in about a good 10 or 15 hours into Toon Link this week, but yeah, I don't know. That was, it was fun. So, and I might continue on with Toon Link a little bit cause I don't know. Now I know him and he's fun. Anyway, this week, Drake, we are going to be playing Scat, the game about poop.
I'm the Scat Man.
God damn it. I'm the Scat Man. Yes. We're going to be playing. Say what we're going to be playing.
Scat.
I'm the Scat Man. Yes. Oh, I did the wrong fucking one again. God damn it. Okay. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. We'll just do it for fun. I'm the Scat Man. There it is. Okay. So, Revelers, as you may or... Well, we better go down the pipe. As you may or may not know, we're about to do our 3 questions, and I am just fucking discombobbled right now. It's this recording remotely again. It's got me all yeah. messed up. Yeah, so for those that don't know, what we do is Jurek does a little research on the game, and he'll tell us about the game in a few minutes here. But I do a little digging of my own, and I've tried to come up with three questions that I don't think he stumbled across in his research. So I'm about to try and stump the researcher. Are you ready, Jurek?
Only one way to find out.
There is only one way to find out, and I'm going to vamp for just a little bit because I forgot to load my email, and it doesn't...
I thought you did that.
No, unless I did, and... Oh, yep, here it is. Okay. Never mind. Okay. We're good. Okay. Here we go. Okay, here we go. Three questions. SCAT, Special Cybernetic Attack Team. Here we go. NES. Question number one. What are the four different definitions of the word scat?
Wait, what?
What are the four different definitions of the word scat?
So this is not related to the game.
This is not related to the game. There's two questions related to the game, and there's one scat facts. And that's this one. It's not really scat facts. It's just, what is the definition? There's four different definitions of the word scat.
Four different definitions of the word scat. Well, one of them's like poop or like animal droppings.
Yes, droppings, especially those of carnivorous mammals, such as, hey, look at this fresh bear scat.
droppings? You're going to study the animals.
Droppings? Dino
that
droppings?
Is one big pile of shit.
Classic Ian Malcolm. Okay, that's one of four. What else does scat mean?
It's also the type of singing that we just listened to.
Yes. Scat is an improvised jazz singing in which the voice is used in imitation of an instrument. So that's two of four.
It's like, you know, when you like get out of here, like I'm gonna scat.
Yep, that is correct. That's scat, like go away or leave. Scat.
Get out of here.
That's actually the exact sentence I wrote down. Like scat, get out of here.
Okay.
And now, what is the fourth one? This is the one that I thought was gonna give you trouble. And because okay. I wouldn't have known it either. No, you and like I don't think you're gonna get it. I
one more definition what, of the word scat.
Yep. Well, maybe I should say, what is a scat?
What is a scat? A scat. is it like a physical thing?
Yep.
It is.
Could be alive, could not.
I have no idea.
Ooh. It is a small, deep-bodied, silvery fish that lives in inshore and estuarine waters of the Indo-Pacific.
Of course.
And it was found in the 1960s, I guess. Scat comes from the Latin scatophagidae. From the Greek scatophagos, which means dung eating, because the fish is often found beside sewage outlets.
so it's a scat fish eats scat.
Yes, I guess that is correct. So there we go. We've learned all about scat here on this podcast. And I'm going to give you 0.75 out of one on that one, because you got three out of the four. Okay, here we go. Question number two. This is now about the game. This game is an obvious nod to cheesy 80s action movies. As such, who do we imagine the two main characters are named after?
Arnold Schwarzenegger and Sigourney Weaver.
That is correct. The respective king and queen of 80s action movies. And they're literally named Arnold and Sigourney.
Yeah.
the characters. I mean,
they look like them, too.
Yeah. I know. They look like it's silly. Although the cover of this game does not look like Arnold. I feel like it would have sold way more copies if they just had put his likeness on there. But that they probably couldn't, I guess.
Yeah. But the character in-game does... I mean, not here, like, not when you're playing.
No, but the like, picture of him.
A little picture when it gives a little description of each of Arnold and Sigourney.
Yeah.
And then it kind of looks like them.
Although Sigourney even like has a red bandana on, like she looks like she's straight out of Alien in this movie, like, or in this game. Okay, here we go. So you're 1.75 out of 2, Drake. Here we go. Question number 3. This game is a rare case of an NES game that is actually harder in Japan than it is in North America. So what makes the Japanese version, which is called Final Mission, so hard? Like, how does it differ from this, from the North American version?
So in this version, when you start and you have 6 lives, in the Japanese version, you only have 3 lives. And in this one, I think if you get hit, you still keep your upgrades. But in the Japanese one, if you like get hit, you lose the upgrades you have as well.
That is correct.
Which I think each time you get hit is like a life.
Yes. And, do you have anything else to add to that? I'm going to give you...
Is it like how the satellites also kind of work differently? Differently, and I think they're weaker.
Yeah, yep, exactly.
The little things that go around you, you know, kind of like in R-Type, the little things you can get to help you out or whatever. You have little satellites that in this game, they just kind of rotate back and forth, and you can lock them in place.
Yeah, but in the Japanese...
Like the Japanese one, you control them differently or something?
So the two orbs don't automatically rotate, but instead they change position based on your movement, which makes them harder to aim. So, like, I think if you go right, they move to a certain position or something, or... I don't know. And they are much weaker, and you also have way less health. I guess the English version is preferable to the Japanese version, which I think doesn't happen very often.
Yeah.
Like, Japanese games are usually actually easier than the North American games. Okay. Jurek, 2.75 out of 3. Almost got you there, but
just
the old...
didn't know that damn fish.
The old scat fish. I'm the scat man. Yes! I wish there was one that was, I'm the scat fish. There will be soon.
Why would there be one that's like that? Why would there be a version of the song that says I'm the scat fish?
Well, because we just thought of it. I'm making it. It's going to be the next YouTube fucking viral sensation. The scat fish. It's going to be the same exact song, except for instead of man, he says fish.
Right.
I'm the scat fish.
It's just going to be the song, but it's going to be your voice.
Yeah. It'll be like, it'll sound like this. I'm a scat fish.
Perfect.
Okay, here we go. Jurek, would you like to tell the Revelers and I a little bit about SCAT, Special Cybernetic Attack Team, on the NES?
I do indeed.
Excellent.
SCAT was released in 1990 in Japan and 91 in North America, and I think 92 in the PAL region.
Ah, they got it later.
Like Earl said, in Japan, it's called Final Mission. In the PAL version, it's called Action in New York.
Yeah, Action in New York.
And ours is SCAT.
SCAT. Although, cybernetic attack team. And in the European version, they name the team, but they're actually called SAT. They're just the Special Attack Team.
Oh, and your characters are Silverman and Sparks.
Yes, yeah.
Arnold and Sigourney.
Yeah.
It's developed and published by Natsume.
Mm-hmm.
The producer / lead programmer is Satoshi Yoshikawa.
Okay, do we know what he's done?
Nope,
okay.
No idea.
Fair.
The composer is Kiyohiro Sada. And don't know what they've done either.
Oh, actually, I know what they've done. Because it was in my research. I read it. I thought that's why I didn't do a... Where was it in my research, though? I don't remember. Oh, yeah, hang on. I can find it here.
I got nothing about the composer, so...
Okay, here, I know. I think it was in this article. Just give us a second here. I know this is fucking just thrilling radio. Okay. Doopy doopy doo. Yeah, I'll look for this later. But
Okay.
What do you think? Should we listen to some of their jams right now?
We should.
Let's do it. We're back. Yeah, that music is actually really good.
It is. Yeah, it, like, it is really good music.
It kind of gives me like a Capcom-y feel, like a Mega Man kind of feel.
Yeah, I can see that.
I don't know. I liked it a lot. Even when we listened to it earlier, Jurek's wife, Abby, was like, that sounds familiar. Like, because I think because it just like sounds like video game music. You know?
Yeah,
like,
it is. It's definitely very video gamey.
Yeah.
Music.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really good. I dig it.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. What else we got?
So the game takes place in the year 2029.
Oh, 2029.
Where alien invaders led by Vile Malmort. Apparently is the bad guy's
name. I was taking a sip of beer when you said that name. Oh, my God.
Vile Malmort.
Vile, what is it? Malvort?
Malmort.
Mort. Yeah, Malmort. Oh my God.
And their whole plant thing is they're building an astro tube that connects the ruins of New York City to their space station after they've come and, like, I don't know, destroyed a bunch of cities on Earth and kind of taken over or something.
Yeah, but then they
have a space station out.
But
somewhere, I don't know.
What I can't understand, like, I read that too. Like, that's the story, okay. But, like if New York's already ruined, who cares if they have an astro tube, you know? Yeah. Like, I don't know. Some holes in your plot there, Scat. Yeah.
But so the Scat team.
The Scat team.
Is sent in to stop them. And they're like,
I'm the Scat man. Sorry.
They're cybernetically enhanced people. You basically fly around with like jetpacks, and it's like a shoot 'em up, a shmup, except for you're not in a spaceship or anything. You're just guy.
You're like in mechs or something, or they're not really mechs. They're more like big jetpack things or something, right?
Yeah, big jetpack things, and you're shooting your guns, and you got little other things floating around you, also shooting
little orbies.
But yeah, like all shoot 'em ups and stuff, and you get power ups and everything, and your weapon becomes more powerful and such.
Yep, and it sounds like once you get the wave or something, which is one of them, I think the W, you don't need to get anything else. Like that is the one you want. At least that's what I was reading. So, well, cool. Should we play Vile this game?
Vile Malmort.
Oh yeah, that guy looks just like Arnold. We're watching the demo.
I mean, they're obviously then Arnold. And why would you name your character Sigourney?
Yeah, she looks just like Sigourney Weaver. Like,
who else in the world is named Sigourney?
Right. Like, is Sigourney a popular name? I don't know.
Not that I know of.
Nope. Affiliation Scat. That's so funny. How did they like? Okay, my question with Scat, the name Scat, is just like, who came up with that? Was it the team that like translated the game and that's what they just like thought it should be? Or like were the Japanese creators like it should be called Special Cybernetic Attack Team? And then somebody in America was like, we'll call it Scat, y'all.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, I don't know.
They're named after poop. Okay. Well, let's play this game, and I think we better do a shot first.
Well, obviously.
And, Revelers, as you may or may not know, we encourage you to drink along with us. However, our only rules are you are of legal drinking age and not driving.
Yes, please.
So if you're drinking along with us, raise your glasses. Cilantro. We got to try and be in sync with our cilantros again. I think we did okay. I think that was okay.
Because it's like I have to start saying it first or something.
Yeah. I don't know. We have to figure it out. Like, I don't know. It's we were getting it by the end, like the last time we were recording remotely. Yeah. Six weeks ago.
Practice or whatever.
Yeah. Okay. Doing that. Should we play this game? Let's just two-player it up, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. What am I looking at here? Oh, I didn't turn the sound on. Maybe that's a clue. Oh, my God. I didn't read what that said. Here we go. Okay. I'm blue, you're red. So I'm Arnold, you're Sigourney.
All right.
It's just so weird to say in this NES game. What happens if you touch the ground? Do you lose life? No. So you can touch the ground. That is good news. And also, there's no upsies, downsies, right? Like, I cannot destroy you. Oh, you got the weapon.
I did.
Nice.
I saw the W and I rushed for it.
Yeah.
It
if we see another one, let me get it.
Yeah.
B. I got a B. Oh, I drop a bomb now. It's weird. There's these vertical sections, but you still only can shoot sideways. I mean, you sort of
but
can
your, shoot your up. Other things can shoot up.
Right.
You can lock them in place by pressing A.
You can?
Yeah.
Do you hold it?
Oh. No, you just press it. Now, like, they're locked in place, and then you press it again, and they move again. You can lock them in place. So you can lock them kind of shooting forward or, like, kind of forward diagonal. Or...
Oh, I got them forward diagonal, and it's key right now on this sweet horizontal part here. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. There's freaking things everywhere.
There are freaking things everywhere.
Oh, I think it's best to keep them moving, actually. I don't know. Although we seem to be doing okay. At least, I think you only get one life. There's the W. I got it.
All right, cool.
Although your W seems better than mine.
I mean, they should be the same. they're different colors. W. You're a blue. You're blue, but your weapon is red.
Is red, and you're red, but your
weapon is blue.
Oh my God! Those tricksy bastards did not see that coming. Oh my God! There's just like we're going down now, and you can't see what's below you. Like you have to like, I guess you have to play the game and let the screen load. You can't just rush through on this one. Oh my God. There is shit everywhere. Get the L. Get the L.
I don't want the L.
Oh, I don't even know what it is. I don't think so. Everything I read said, if you get the W, keep the W. Don't get anything else. Except for you can get R's and S's.
What does that mean?
R's are like refill or refresh or something. It's like, it gives you life.
Life.
Yeah.
What's that?
And S is speed. It speeds you up.
Oh, okay.
I think we're at a boss. This feels like a boss. Oh my God. It's some kind of weird tank. It's not a boss. It is a boss.
Oh, it is a boss.
And I'm flying.
It is.
I was looking
oh
at
my
it.
God. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Oh, Lord.
Okay, all here. Right. I'll stay down here and keep these guys. You keep getting the boss. Although I don't know. I don't think I'm losing.
Oh God, he's getting me.
He's getting you. Maybe I gotta. Oh my God. This is intense. Oh, am I shooting the wrong part? Should I be shooting this laser thing?
I don't know.
Are you? This is so obtuse. I can't tell if we're hitting anything.
I thought I was hitting things.
I thought so too, but it seems like it's flashing when we hit it.
I know.
Yeah, I think we want to hit that green thing, actually. I think, yeah, we got him.
Yeah, there we go.
Holy shit, Drake.
I only have one life left.
Oh, my God, you do. I did okay that round. I think the trick is to just do what I was doing. Oh, yeah, we move through the stages Castlevania style. Sort of Castlevania style. It shows you, like, a map, you know, like, you were just in level one over here. And then you...
Well, we beat
We did. Holy shit. Look at us. Oh my God. Dead. Oh, you're dead. I was like, what the fuck is that? Oh no.
That was me.
I got dying. The bee. Bees.
We're bees.
Oh my God. Is it okay that I'm
continuing, man.
Here? I'm pretty much the best scat player of all time.
I think we do have like unlimited continues.
We do. We do, which is sweet. Oh, I'm dead. Okay. That level destroyed me. Wow. That was tough. Okay. Well, that was fun though. I don't know.
Yeah.
I like that. Let's continue. Excuse me. Here we go. Level 6.
I don't know if you noticed, we started actually with 12 lives instead of 6.
Oh, was that?
I cheated.
You cheated for us?
You didn't even know.
I saw it say 12 there, but how did you cheat? What did you
on the title screen when we started? I just held up and A and B.
Because you have the player 2 controller, right? Yeah. All the codes are that kind of way, right? Like
at least that was all I really looked at. I was like, oh, start with 12 lives. That can come in handy probably. But I guess we should. If we die again, we'll see if it works on continues as well.
Oh, yeah, because we'll want to do that. I'm getting it. Got it. Sorry.
No, fine. One of us had to get it.
I know, but we're going to die before we get another one. I keep mistaking you for me.
Well, at least you can't kill me. Like, killed me. River City Ransom.
Oh, God. I swear to this day that was an accident, Jerick. That was a fucking accident.
Laser.
Oh, you got the laser. I was gonna give you a sweet nickname, but now I'm not gonna tell you what it was. All right, fine. It was laser.
Okay, it was laser.
I feel like we reference that every time we get a laser in any game.
Oh, you died. I did.
It's okay. I'm gonna die in one hit, not from that guy though. Oh my God. No. The B really fucks your shit.
I got a W back. W back.
Oh my God. There's bullets fucking everywhere.
I know.
What was that? That guy just came out of nowhere.
Things. Yeah, all right. I'm holding up an A and B.
Okay, press start.
Yep.
Nope. All right. Well,
it's a one-time thing.
One-time deal. Well, can we one-time deal with 12 lives and start at level 2? Like, is there a stage select?
There is a stage select.
I mean,
I'm not sure if you can do both.
Both at once, right? Because you have to hold buttons and shit. We were both being nice and we both missed it.
It just didn't seem like the bomb is worth it, man.
I mean, it does get things below you, which is nice. Like I think it's worth it to have a weapon, even if it's not the best one.
Okay.
But I could be wrong. I don't know. Oh, I keep mistaking you for me. I gotta keep track of the blue guy. It's not that hard.
Yeah. I got the wave.
You got the wave. Oh my God. You got the touch. I'm gonna die.
Ding,
I've got
ding, ding. You got the power. Yeah.
Good old Transformers.
Fucking love that movie.
I'm gonna get the laser. I got freaking laser beams attached to my head. Oh my God. This is pretty fun. This is a nice, like, I don't know. It's nice to, like, I love shoot 'em ups, but, you know, sometimes it's like, okay, I'm done with spaceships. You know, like,
right?
It's nice to just, like, be guys kind of flying around shooting. All right, this time Druid made it much farther than me. Don't get the B.
I don't want the B.
The B will fuck your shit up. Now that you got the W, maybe you get double W.
Can I get
now.
Double W?
The double dub. Oh my God, don't get the L. Woo.
Try not to.
Oh my God. Drake's fucking just crushing scat right now. Oh. There's an S for speed.
Oh.
Oh. That's okay. That's okay. You got 2 life bars left.
I forgot I can get S's.
Yeah, you can get S's and R's, but I think the rest you should avoid, except for maybe you can get triple W. Get it. Ah.
Try it.
There was a B in front of the W, which made it extra tough. Although you could have got the B and then the W right away.
I guess.
Oh well. Hindsight is 20/20. It's hard to think like that when you're blasting away like a million enemies at a time.
Yeah, heat of the moment. Oh, those fucking things, man.
There's like these arms that just like come out of the ceiling and they smack you.
Yeah.
Freaking crazy.
They really just get you.
They really do. Are we going to try some level select codes or what are we going to
maybe.
Is that what you're looking at or do you have a speed run on this game?
Oh, I do. Hang on. At title screen.
Did Abby come up with any poop questions for us?
Yeah, she handed me. So they're not like discussion questions, but she handed me what do I got here? Like six essentially trivia questions involving poop. And I don't know the answers either.
Oh, okay. Okay, great. So let's do them.
I've not even looked at the answer of the top question. I only know the question.
Oh, but she gave you the answers?
They're like folded up. The answer seems to be on the inside.
I see. So let's go through all the questions first, and then we'll find the answers. So that seems good. We didn't have a discussion question today, Revelers. Oh, but you can do one at a time.
Do one at a time. Okay. They're all in individual pieces.
Oh, I see. Okay.
She got it all planned out.
Sorry, I thought it was like one big sheet of paper or something. But yeah, we didn't have a discussion question this week, Revelers, so we asked Abby to give us one, and she was looking up poop questions.
Yeah.
Because we're playing scat. I'm a scat man! Yes!
Okay. Okay. Do we want to just skip to level 3?
Yeah.
Okay, then go to end. I don't think we can do...
I accidentally hit continue. Let's just play another round of level 2, and then...
Alright.
Or do we just die? I don't know. I don't know what to do. I'm just going to play Reckless.
Okay.
This is how you play Reckless. You got to be right at the fucking edge of the screen. Like, while the auto-scroll... Like, you got to go with the auto-scroll. Oh, I'm going to die so soon. But I'm slightly faster now, which is good.
That is good.
I'm playing Reckless. This is it. This is how you live life on the edge. I'm dead.
Oh, you are dead. you took all the hits for me.
I did, because you're like well protected. So maybe that's the key to two-player mode. One player has to die in order for the one to move on. That's how this game is played.
One cannot survive while the other lives.
This is a Highlander situation. There can be only one.
Well, I'm about to die too. I went down real fast from all my lives to nothing.
You were playing pretty risky. God, those things. They just come at you.
These weird snake guys.
It's like a... Like, this is a memorization game. You have to know where that shit is. Oh, I see why I press down. I know, but you have to press select to go to end.
Oh, yeah.
That's why I messed
back
it
in the
up.
Day when the select button, that was its only function. Okay.
What it was so actually what I'm gonna used do... to select?
Yeah. Okay. So now, what'd you do?
I think I... Nope, just kidding, we're fine.
No, keep it on two player. Okay, now, Earl, you press B and start.
B and start. I did it. Oh, we're on level 3. Look at that. Okay, right. Here we go.
We'll be good to go.
We're doing a lot more cheating these days than we used to do, but you know what? It helps us get a little farther in the game. I'm getting
playing
it.
Playing hard games and...
Oh my god, look at this little alley. Oh... Oh my god. This is nuts.
We're nothing. About to start going vertical.
Nothing's happening. I'm just freaking out. What are these little Metroids? Like those things, these enemies are in Metroid.
Those little
floaty guys.
Things that come flying in?
Yeah, no, they're like they look like atoms or something. They're not quite like atoms, but similar.
Oh, it's going so fast.
Holy shit, it's oh my god. We're on fucking blast.
Really change anything?
No, it doesn't, except for it's hard to see what's happening.
It
feels like it's getting faster. Oh man, I got a laser. Freaking laser beams.
Everything's moving so fast.
It is moving so fast. It's actually
but the enemies still just come in like real slow.
They do. They come in at normal enemy speed. Oh
so
my
it's like
god.
Just to fuck with your head that this even happens.
And it's really like honestly, I'm getting kind of dizzy.
Yeah.
I don't think an NES game has ever made me dizzy.
Stop doing it.
Yeah, can we slow it down? Like what? Oh my god, it's like getting faster.
Now this thing's flying around shooting shit. Okay, we killed him.
We killed him. You want the bees? Bees.
Werbees.
Werbees. Oh my god. It's really, this is hurting my brain. I do not know. Oh, so my god.
You just gotta, I don't know, focus on your character.
On your guy. Do not watch the wall. There's the W. I got it.
Background on the wall. Because, this is...
I do not care for this one bit. Level 3.
You're just going up a shaft or something. But it's so fast. But our characters still move the same speed. And it kind of hurts my head and hurts my eyes.
Yeah, like, although we seem to be doing okay.
We're doing fine.
Oh my god. Get that W.
Not like hard.
Look at all the bees. They really want you to have the bees.
Oh, I don't want bees.
I don't want bees either. We're bees. That Revelers, we're bees comes from, I don't know if, like, I haven't had Snapchat in a while, but. Is
Snapchat still a thing, or did everyone move to TikTok?
I think everyone's moved on, but I'm not sure. But there was, when Snapchat had bee, you could be bees. They made you look and sound like bees with a filter. So we would always just make these little Snapchats that said, we're bees.
Okay, this is going on way too long.
Yeah, this is ridiculous.
Is this like the whole fucking level?
Like,
and now I got the goddamn bomb.
It started off so nice. Like, if it could just stay at that speed, there's no reason for it to make my brain hurt.
I think the laser's better than the bee.
I think the laser's better than the bee too. Oh my god. They're like, all of a sudden, like, all these guys will surround you.
Yeah, you can get out pretty easily, but
you can. I'm going to get the S for speed. Although I really want it to slow down.
I know. I don't want the speed. Just stop it.
Yeah, seriously, just stop it. Like, oh my god, this is too much. It's too much. I keep getting the speed. Stop. I'm about as fast as they can go right now. Oh my god, I got the bee. I got the goddamn bee. Nobody wants the bee.
No, you don't. Bee is worst. This is all the worst.
This is.
Why is it still happening?
I don't know.
Like, is there something we're not doing and we're stuck in an infinite loop of climbing this goddamn tower? I hate everything about this.
I do too. This is the worst. Revelers, you gotta look up Scat Level 3. Scat Level 3 is about the worst thing I've ever tried to play.
Goddamn worst thing I've ever seen.
It's just so bad. I got a laser, but I hit something. I'm going to die. Oh, my God. Oh, it slowed down. Oh, my God. Man. That's so nice.
My eyes and my brain are very relieved right now.
I bet we're at the boss. Maybe not. Oh, man. My brain is so relieved. I feel like I
was
doing
better when it was going faster, though.
Yeah.
I've gotten hit like 3 times now since we've come out of there. Oh god.
I know they're like, run away. Yeah, we were doing really good for a while there. Like, you'd think we'd be at the boss. Like, this has got to be the boss, right? Yeah, this is oh, what is this? Oh my
god.
All right.
Can we just like
We got to get this stupid guy.
Can I just like
hit him? Got him.
Oh yeah, okay. I think you could hit him from just angle your things, and you could hit him from up top.
Oh, angle your things! I just keep mine going. I haven't played with that mechanic much at all. It like stopping.
I have a little bit, but
I'm gonna go just forward. Here we go. Oh yeah. Oh my god. Got him. Oh nope. I'm dead. There we go. Get him, Drake. Get him. This guy can't even hit you. I don't know if I'm
doing any damage to
him. He doesn't seem to be... go just a little farther out. Yeah, you got to hit the very tip of his tipper there.
Just the tip.
Although, I don't think you're hitting him. Maybe you are. I think you got to go down there. I think you got to brave the lasers. Oh, just kidding.
Oh, no,
you got
him. I got him. Oh my god, oh my god.
And then immediately...
I got into phase 2.
That was nuts. I mean, we're at about 55 minutes here. I think I think yeah, we should be done.
Let's do some scat questions.
Oh yeah, let's do scat questions.
We are playing a two-player game, and it's hard to do
I'm
that.
I'm the scat man. I'm fucking ready, dude. I'm the scat man. Let's do it.
Oh, and by the way, there is a speed run, though, for this game.
Oh, yeah, okay, so...
I don't understand how anybody can do it faster than anybody else, other than beating the bosses quick, because every level is an auto-scroll.
Yeah, that is very true.
You're restricted to the time that the game wants you to beat it in, essentially.
Yeah. Although, I guess, yeah, you have to be fast with the bosses.
Yeah.
So, let's see. I mean, I would say we got to that boss in level 3 in what? 4 minutes, maybe 5. No, probably less than that. It just seemed like forever because it was hurting our brains.
Yeah.
Okay. And there's 5 levels, I think, right?
Yeah.
I'll say this game can be beat in 15 minutes and 22 seconds.
No. It takes longer than that.
It takes longer than that. Okay. I got the hiccups. Excuse me. 21 minutes and 14 seconds.
Close. 23 minutes and 56 seconds.
Okay. 23 minutes, I guess. Yeah, for 5 levels. Well, yes, and that's roughly 5 minutes a level. I mean,
yeah.
Okay. Well, what do we got for poop questions here?
All right, here's some poop trivia.
Scat facts.
What animal poops in a... Whoa. This is not snake facts.
I know, but it's poop facts. That also sounds like poop. Could you imagine if your poop sounded like that? That would be rough.
I was about to say, what? How does that sound like poop?
It's like a spray.
That's some weird poop, man.
It's so gross. Okay.
Are you ready now?
I'm sorry. Let me just shake the juvenile off of me here. Okay. The juvenileness, if you will. All right, let's do this.
What animal poops in a swirl?
That would be a squirrel. Squirrel, swirl. That makes sense.
Squirrel, swirl.
What animal poops? Actually, I know who poops in a squirrel. A cow poops in a swirl.
A cow?
Yeah.
I have no idea. I feel like humans sometimes poop in a swirl.
I mean, but a cow poops in like a perfect swirl.
And the answer is a fox, apparently.
Damn it. A fox poops in a swirl?
I don't know.
What about a cow pie? You ever seen a cow pie? Those are swirly.
Yeah, it's not swirly. It's just like a big old
cow pie. Of shit. Yeah, but a swirly fucking piece of shit. This is the silliest thing we've ever done.
Yeah.
All right. Give me the next one.
Why do hippos spin their tails to launch their poop underwater?
They launch their poop underwater? To get it out of the water they're swimming in.
Yeah, I assume it's just to, like, keep it away from them.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, apparently it's to attract mates. Duh.
I mean, I'm usually flinging my poop to attract the ladies.
Yeah,
that
doesn't work so well.
Obviously, it's worked really well for me thus far, so... Yeah,
I think that might be what you're doing wrong. I never once flapped my tail to fling my poop at Abby, so...
Okay, and she's still there, so... In fact, she's there forever now, so...
Yeah. How often do sloths leave their trees to do the poo dance?
To do the poo dance? Is that what they... I mean, sloth... I like, a sloth is the slowest moving thing?
Yeah, apparently they'll leave their tree occasionally to go do the poo dance.
Yeah, and I bet they do it once every 3 days.
Once every 3 days.
Yeah.
I'm going to say once a week.
Once a week? Okay. What's the verdict?
Oh, boom!
Once a week?
Nailed it.
That was a coin for you and a wrong for me. Okay.
All right, I know the answer to this question.
You do? Did you cheat?
No, I just, me and Abby have discussed this.
Okay.
I mean, it's just a question I feel like everyone knows, right?
Well, let's have it.
What animal poops cubes?
Oh my God, what? What animal poops cubes?
There's an animal that its poop comes out in little cubes.
I actually do not know the poop cube animal, but I'm going to guess. And my guess would be a giraffe.
That is so far off.
Okay. So the smallest necked animal is I'm assuming by so far off, I'm assuming you mean exact opposite of a giraffe.
Well,
which
yeah,
is a I newt.
It would be the exact. No, newts have longer necks.
Fine.
I guess it,
armadillo. It's armadillo. No neck.
Mammal.
Armadillo.
Still wrong, but.
How about an anteater?
No.
How about a fucking emu?
You're not gonna get it.
Kangaroo.
If you don't know, then you don't know.
Okay. What do we got? Who poops cues? A wombat? It is an wombat. Aussie. An Aussie animal, of course.
They use it to stack and mark their territory, and it does so it doesn't roll away.
They stack their poop because it's cube shaped. How can it be cube shaped? That makes no sense.
Know.
Are there assholes cube shaped?
Look it up. Look
oh
up
my wombat. God. Okay. Like, are there assholes square? They would have to be, right? I don't know.
I don't know.
That seems weird.
Which animal's poop has been dried and used for explosives?
That would be horse poop. That would be manure. Manure is highly flammable and explosive.
For explosives.
I'm going to say horse poop.
Horse poop.
Manure is more cow poop, I guess, probably, right? But also probably horse poop. So I'm going to say horse poop.
I can't even dried and used for explosives. Yeah.
Horse poop.
I just don't even know, man.
Well, just pick an animal. I mean, you've got like a one out of like 30 million what? Chance.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, just pick one. You have to pick one before you look at the
animal. Bats.
Okay. Bats. And I say horse.
Holy shit, it's bats.
No way, you cheater.
I didn't know. I've not looked at any of these. I knew wombats because, I mean, doesn't everybody know that?
No, I did not know that. Now, like, do they actually poop in cubes or do they form their poop into cubes later?
I think they poop in cubes. Hmm. They don't form them into cubes.
Okay. I don't know. Like, a wombat is not out there using its arms to make cubes.
Right.
I guess. But wait, so what do bats do now? Bats?
I don't know. Their poop contains a lot of potassium nitrate.
Oh, guano. Yeah.
That's what kind of popped into my head, like nitrogen, because I know you use guano as like a fertilizer.
Yeah, yeah. Well, all poop is a fertilizer.
Well, right, but I know specifically people do use, like, they buy, like, guano.
Yeah. I'll be honest, I strictly know guano from Ace Ventura 2,
right?
When Nature Calls.
Obviously. That says everybody.
Yep. Is there how many more of these we got? We got
two more.
Two more, okay.
Why is bird poop white?
Because it's actually the pee.
It's both. It's like, I think it's because it's everything mixed in. They only have one. I think that everything comes out.
I think there's two, but they do it at the same time always.
Hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah. Unlike mammals, birds don't produce urine. They make uric acid.
Oh, okay.
It's just a white paste.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's their pee. I mean, that's what it is. Uric paste. It's made of paste. When Ross has all the baby powder. Yeah. Classic. Okay, last one.
Animals poop coffee?
Okay. It's got to be something that lives in South America.
Yeah, I don't know the name. I know that this is a thing that it's like this specific
monkey or something.
It's not a monkey. Me and Nate have talked about this. It's like it's technically a type of cat, I think. It's like a feline that it eats coffee beans and poops, and it like something with its digestion, then it just poops out still like whole coffee beans,
and they're super strong or something.
They're super good. Like people like you can buy like a pound of this coffee, it's like $100 or something.
All right, what's a South American cat?
I don't know the name of it.
A lynx? No, that's North American.
Kopaluwak. Is that the name of the coffee?
Kopaluwak?
Yeah.
I don't know.
But yeah, I don't know the name of the animal. I can never remember.
It's like a
like I know it.
A marten. No, those are North American animals. No, isn't a marten like a weasel? Like a,
oh yeah, you're right.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, me neither. It's a palm civet? Kivet?
Oh, K-V-A-T.
C-I-V-E-T.
Oh, C-I-V-E-T. A civet. I don't know. Never heard of such an animal.
I've heard of it.
I'm going to say that Abby's full of scat on this one.
No, that's a real thing.
Okay. Okay. Well, that was fun. I'm a scat man. Yes! I'm a scat man. Skibidi-bidi-doop-da-da-doop. Okay, okay.
All right, so
stop playing those sounds.
That's all your scat trivia.
All right, we did it. But now, now that we've done scat trivia, I think it's time for final shots for final thoughts.
Indeed.
So, revelers, if you're drinking along with us, raise your glasses. Cilantro.
Cilantro.
Ooh. Okay. Ooh, that's good. Okay, let's see here. Jurek, how many of Sigourney's red bandanas out of 10 do you give SCAT, Special Cybernetic Attack Team, for the NES? That name is a mouthful.
It is a mouthful. this was a good game. It's fun.
It is fun.
It controls well. I think eventually maybe I would be able to develop some sort of strategy with the satellites going around you.
Yeah, like I was barely playing with that.
What to do with them?
Yeah, I felt like I was getting more guys.
For the regular, like maybe you would figure out, you'd memorize the levels and be like, okay, for this level, I want them kind of like this, and then you'd know when you get to bosses, and it would all be
switch them. Yeah,
you have a strategy, I'm sure.
Yeah.
To have them.
Yeah, it seems like there's
situations. Like it is definitely a game that involves memorization.
Yes, yes. Agreed.
And you can easily do that because you have unlimited continues, so just keep playing through the same level over and over, and eventually you're gonna I feel like if I really sat down and played this game for 2 or 3 hours, I could probably beat it because I would maybe spend 30 minutes in each level, but I would eventually then
learn them,
die and just do it again, die and do it again until I figure it out.
Although I think level 3 knocks it down a peg or two. Like, that was insane in the membrane, quite literally. The visuals
over and over.
The visuals were just too much. It was just like it was moving too fast and for too long. It went on for too long.
It went on for too long. It was too fast. It kind of hurt my eyes and stuff. And maybe that's the only thing that'll bring the score down.
It will.
Level, because levels 1 and 2 were sweet.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think I'm gonna knock off like 0.5 maybe from the what I was gonna give it. I'm gonna give it a 7.5.
I think I'm only gonna give it a 7. Like, I liked it a lot, but honestly, level 3 can go S to D for all I care. That was bad. It like hurt. I don't know. I didn't like it. Like, I think it could have been cool. Like, it's a cool concept. Like, oh, cool, all of a sudden the level's moving really fast, But, like, if they, like now it's really, really fast, and then it slows down, and you can do a slow part for a little bit, and then it goes fast again for a little bit, then it slows down.
Give us a bit of a break.
Yeah. Like, it was just a little too much.
Started to hurt.
Yeah. But overall, SCAT, pretty fun. Unfortunate name. I really wish... I should have maybe done a little more
Final
research.
Mission is a fine name.
Final Mission, or even, what is the other one? Attack on New York, or...
Action in New York.
Action in New York, right. I don't know. That one's okay. Final Mission, kind of cool, but also not that grabbing, Honestly, SCAT is a name that's recognizable.
That's true.
I also wish, I really wish we knew the history of why... Like, the decision to call it SCAT in North America, like, it must be a joke, right? It has to be. Like,
I don't know.
I mean, because this game is kind of, I wouldn't say it's funny, but I don't know. Like, it's obviously parodying 80s action movies. 80s
action movies.
Yeah. Yanni McYonerson over here.
Yeah.
Woof. But yeah, Drake, what did other people think of this game?
Hard to say. There's only a very brief thing on Wikipedia about the reception. I don't know. All game gave it 4 out of 5 stars.
Okay, good old all and game.
All it says is the music by Kiyohiro Sada is universally praised alongside the high quality of the gameplay.
Yeah, I mean, the music is good and the gameplay is good. It is high quality. I mean, especially for an NES game. You know, a lot of these games, they just pumped out and they probably just pumped this one out, but, you know, it happened to be good, you know. But, I don't know.
Yeah, there was only one review on Amazon.
And it was
only one person has bought this game.
And it said, my cart didn't work. How much does it...
No, he loved it.
Oh, how much does...
five stars.
How much does it cost on Amazon?
The cart is...
$20.
Let's see. Oof.
30?
The only... Wow. The cheapest it is on Amazon is a used acceptable copy for $149.
Ah, this is a rare game. Nobody bought this game.
Rare game.
I would guess a parent would be like, no, I'm not buying you a game called Scat.
Called Scat.
Yeah. You know, like.
And that's the cheapest. There's some other ones. I mean, even on just Amazon, like, there's one that they're trying to sell for $349.
Is that complete in box?
No.
That's just a cart?
No, it's just collectible, good quality. Authentic game cartridge. Game will be in good condition or better and may have signs of wear to the cartridge or label.
Yeah, that's...
It plays perfectly.
Bullshit. That's their disclaimer because they're going to give you a shitty copy and charge you $350 for it.
Yeah. Jeez.
Fuck.
All right, well, good thing I guess if this game wasn't on here, we would certainly never have played
this game. We would not be playing it. So thanks, Pandemic. You've done it again.
Yeah.
Let's see. What? I guess that's... What
that
else?
Covers everything.
That covers about it. That covers about it.
Covers about it.
Let's see. I'll be playing Piranha Plant this week, so that's exciting.
Will be.
Cool. He's kind of a zonery guy. You set your traps with Piranha Plant. I'm kind of looking forward to it. I don't know. A lot of ledge trapping, a lot of...
Yeah, you gotta learn how to play these different guys.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, I should play some Piranha Plant because I struggle against Piranha Plant a lot.
See, there you go.
Yeah.
Now, after you play it, you'll know its moves and you'll know how to beat it.
How to beat it. Cool.
You'll see how other people destroy you.
Right, because I'm guessing I'm not going to do as well with Piranha Plant as I did with Toon Link this week.
Well, I expect Elite Smash by next week.
All right, well, we'll see.
You failed me on Toon Link, so.
I did fail you. I really thought I could do it, and I think actually with like another week maybe I could have, but because like, I don't know, I was getting there. And also, I'm learning... There is not a very big difference between like the bottom of Elite Smash and like 4 million GSP. You know, it's pretty much, even though 4 million is about the halfway point technically, like the skill level is, I mean, it can vary wildly. Like, I'll play somebody with a super high GSP and just like wreck them, you know? And it's just like, well, okay, either you're cheesing your way in there. Also, I maybe could have gotten Toon Link to Elite, but I stopped playing Quick Play with the GSP. Like, I started playing only arenas with him because Quick Play just pisses me off. It's just like people are just they're running shitty rule sets. You know, like one stock, 2 minute, you know, 3 minutes or something. Like, it's just like stupid. Like, it's, they just want to kill you once and then they win and their GSP goes up, and or they're playing on stages with hazards on, or, you know, like, I don't know. It's just so it ends up being very frustrating on Quick Play. In arenas, you can set it up and join arenas that are the exact rule set you want. You can play the same guy over and over again until you want to be done, you know. Like, it's just, it's better. So, and the players in arenas are actually much more skilled than in quick play. Quick play is, it's a garbage place for garbage people. Anyway, that's enough Smash talk. Jurik, if the Revelers wanted to tweet at you about Scat, could they do that?
Yes, you can tweet me about the game Scat.
Nope, tweet them about poop.
All right, I'm a Scat man. I guess. Tweet me about any Scat you want. And you can find me at Actorak, which is spelled A-K-T-I-R-A-K.
And you can find me on Twitter at Early_Matt, and Early is spelled E-A-R-L-E-Y, slightly different than the traditional spelling. You can find our podcast on Twitter at Retro Revelry. Can they email us, Jurik?
You sure can. RetroGamingRevelry@gmail.com.
And please do tweet us, email us. We would love discussion questions, y'all. Also, once again, a shout out to Rob, who emailed us last week, and I'm a terrible human and have not responded to him. So,
I can vouch for that. Earl is a terrible human.
Terrible. Like, I just need to, like, fucking write the email, but I don't know. I forget, I guess. But also, yeah, we would love to hear from you, Revelers. So give us a shout. Give us a rating on your favorite podcast app, or really Apple Podcasts, or I don't know. If your podcast app has a rating system, give us a rating. We really don't care what it is, but
we may or may not know that's the thing.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. We say that every time for 200 some episodes.
We just don't fucking know. We don't know how that shit works.
So good. God, we are the most professional podcasters of all time.
Damn right.
And I feel like we're going to be picked up by, you know, the Nerdist real soon here. So
the Nerdist still like a thing.
I think so, but it's like not anything anymore. Cause Chris Hardwick, right? Yeah. He's got Idiot or whatever is his podcast now, or ID 10 T. Yeah. Anyway, I think that's about it for this week. Jurik, you want to take us out?
I sure do. Until next week, game on, cyborgs.
Game on, cyborgs. That was fun.
We had to do poop questions.
You
can't just, like, Abby just came over and she was just laughing over there at all her poop questions, and she just handed me a little stack of poop questions.